Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mini camps are going on right now, so the Giants are working out. Pat Shurmur talked to the media a little bit. Eli Manning's a starting quarterback, in case you're curious. Reuben Foster had to get carted off in Washington camp, so that's bad. That's one of the negatives about this.
Of course.
You can have some injuries.
Right.
The other big story nationally, I don't know how much we care about it here, is that Magic Johnson went on TV this morning on ESPN and basically just said everything on his mind about the dysfunction in L.A. and that Rob Pelinka was a backstabber, and that the final straw, essentially, for him leaving the organization is that he wanted to fire Luke Walton, and then they started telling him no. And he said, look, we got to get a better coach. I want to fire Luke Walton. But basically, the story was Rob Pelinka is a backstabber, and the L.A. Lakers are a mess. I think that's the biggest thing that comes out of it. And if you're LeBron James, you cannot be thrilled about what you're seeing around you.
No.
And if you're a free agent, why would you go there? Not only is LeBron aging, but look at the structure of the organization.
Whoever thought the Lakers would be dysfunctional?
Oh, it's great.
Yeah, no, I'm not complaining. I'm just saying it's unbelievable.
Now, speaking of dysfunctional, on the home front, I say this.
I have to laugh now.
Because it's,
I mean, what else can I do?
I say this with peace and love, of course, to Manish Mehta and Brian Costello. I am curious about everything these really good reporters write to find out what's going on. But I read them with skepticism because the Jets' sources are liars, right? They lied about everything that was going on. So I read these guys, not blaming them. It's not them. It's how are we supposed to believe anything anymore, right? But the one thing I really took out of a piece Mehta put together was that Adam Gase was very disengaged with this draft.
Right. Right.
And that one of the notes he put in his article is that when Adam Gase noticed the camera in the war room, he actually wanted to get out of the view because he didn't want to be that associated with this draft. Now, why this is concerning is that the draft happened. Those players are here now. And Adam Gase wants to distance himself from everything that this general manager, this former general manager, did. Joe, that's kind of a problem because those are the players he has to coach, including free agent signee Le'Veon Bell.
Christopher Johnson, there's only one move that needs to be made. And this guy should wake up from his slumber that he's in, okay? Stop looking at his badass uniforms that the team has. Wake up from the slumber and get rid of this guy now, because this is a disaster, what's happening here. He didn't want any part of the draft. He doesn't want Le'Veon Bell. He didn't want C.J. Mosley. You got to be kidding. He certainly didn't want Mike Maccagnan. What are we doing here? What is going on? I mean, this is as bad as it gets, bro. I mean, this is critical here
now. I got to ask you, because you do a really good job, fairly, of mocking the NFL Network for their dopey questions. They have a question up right now that's actually kind of interesting, which is, whose offseason would you rather have, the Giants or the Jets?
Is it even debatable right now?
It is, because from a player aspect, the Jets have gotten significantly better.
Right.
We don't know about
this guy. Is this guy defending Gaze?
Who's this guy?
I'm not even going to say his name.
Oh, Schrager?
The guy on, yeah, you said it.
Well,
I mean, he was defending him last week, right?
Yeah, and he was
using. Are we going to have him on, Ernie? Are we getting this guy
on? I don't think he wants to come on. Because I'm a little upset with him, too, because it's okay to make mistakes. I make mistakes. You make mistakes. We all make mistakes. But when your thesis is proven sort of incorrect by a mistake you made concerning who leaked what, concerning Todd Bowles and Mike Maccagnan, then what's the credibility of what you're saying?
Right.
But it's not Schrager's fault. It's Christopher Johnson's fault.
Well, I'm not blaming Schrager. I'm just saying. I thought we were going to get him on.
We're trying. That's for sure. It's odd because from a player and personnel standpoint, the Jets had a very good offseason.
They did. And we were all pumped up. Let's be honest. We had reconciled ourselves to the fact, even though Evan and I certainly wanted no part of Adam Gase. We did not want this guy coaching the Jets. But we reconciled ourselves to the fact, okay, and I know I did anyway, Gase is here. He's got to be better than Bowles. This is the first thing. He's got to be a better coach than Bowles.
Right.
All right? All right, Gase is here. Let's go from there. They spend the money in free. The Anthony Barr thing doesn't work out. Maybe he was the smartest guy of anybody. You know, that doesn't work out. They sign Bell. They sign Mosley. They sign Crowder. You feel pretty good. They go to the draft. Maccagnan doesn't do anything dumb. He takes Keenan Williams with the third pick in the draft. He a little bit of a reach with this kid, Polite, but who knows? This kid could turn out that he was supposed to be a first-round talent until whatever he did in, you know, leading up to the draft that dropped him down to the third round. So you're feeling pretty good. Okay, you know what? I don't feel too bad. We got a second-year quarterback that we think the upside is to the moon, we hope, and we're feeling pretty good about it. And then you get hit with this dysfunctional bombshell. It's unbelievable.
Well, what are we supposed to make of an offseason that Adam Gase
right.
frowned upon? He frowned upon it.
He didn't want any part of it. He didn't want Bell. He didn't want the draft. What did he want?
He wanted nothing that was done. So, and now he's the coach, and he's the general manager.
Oh.
So how is that something anybody should feel good about? And the truth is, I know a lot of times we predict doom and gloom based on, well, this is the team we root
right,
for.
Right.
No. Now we're predicting doom and gloom because of the tea leaves that are there.
Sure.
Because of facts.
Yep.
Because of signs. I mean, does anybody actually think this is going to go well?
I don't see how it goes well. How can it possibly go well?
I had to read on Friday. This made me sick. This gave me a This made me want to just ignore sports.
I didn't
the rest
read
of
a lot
weekend.
Over the weekend. So what'd you read?
That they could trade Le'Veon Bell.
Oh, God.
I mean, what?
No,
what?
I know you told me that. It's unbelievable.
They could trade Le'Veon.
How could you trade him?
Because Gase doesn't want him.
He doesn't want him. What does he want to do? Who's going to be the running back? What, you got no running backs?
Well, who did he want? He wanted Tevin Coleman. That's who he wanted.
Oh, God.
That's who he wanted. I mean, it's too late now. Right. Where did Tevin sign? Was it San Francisco or something?
Somewhere.
I think
I'm
it was San
sure.
Francisco.
What's that? So what, we have Eli McGuire and the aging beat-up Bilal Powell as our running backs?
I don't know.
I mean,
what
do we got?
I don't know what he wants, but remember, he did trade Jay Ajayi out of Miami.
Gannon?
So
what's his name? Marcus
Trenton Cannon.
Trenton Cannon. That's right. Trenton Cannon.
I don't know. So that was rumor number one. And rumor number two from Mike Florio is that they could be making a run at Peyton Manning the general manager.
Why? Because that's his buddy? Because him and Gase are like, you know, best buds?
How is this good?
I mean, really? Let's bring Peyton Manning in here. Peyton Manning, who did not want to play for the Jets, didn't want to play for him. I don't want to do that. I'm going to stay in Tennessee for another year. I don't want to go there.
Yeah, now the Jets get him.
Right. So now you're going to come here because you're like the, you know, you're the GM. I mean, what is that? What is that?
What it is it's a mess.
I'm telling you, Christopher Johnson should dump this guy now.
He should.
That's it. You want to save face now? Dump him. You got to get this guy out of here.
I made a big mistake. That's all you got to say.
You get up in front of the cameras. Hey, you know what? Immediately, you want to see the fan base get happy, get excited again? Get up. Say, look, I made a big mistake. I did a dumb thing. I made the wrong hire. I hired the wrong guy. I apologize to Mike Maccagnan that he wound up losing his job. Gaze is out. I don't know what you do.
Hire Mike McCarthy.
Well, that's what you do. Well, that's
you
it.
Go, that's, you go that's back it. To that.
That's it. If McCarthy would take it now, it's a dysfunction that the ownership
well,
is.
I think it works out better for him because you give him the keys
well,
at this
that's
point.
It. Well, of course. There's if you're going to give the keys to the castle to this guy, give him to the guy that's actually won a Super Bowl. That's right. He only won one with Aaron Rodgers. How good a coach could he be?
Nah, he's terrible. Adam Gase is clearly better.
Gase is better.
Adam Gase made Jay Cutler less mediocre. Oh, he made Ryan Tannehill less mediocre.
Oh, Adam Gase.
He helped Peyton Manning do something, God knows what.
I don't know.
He's great. He's fantastic.
Maybe he did the neck surgery on Peyton Manning.
Yes. He was advising the doctor during the procedure. This is the earliest, I definitely think in your life, certainly in my life, the earliest I've ever turned on
ever.
A coach or a manager.
And you know me, generally, you know how I am. Okay, I'll give the guy he's never coached before, I'll give him a shot. Now, in this case, he did, and we didn't want that. That's another thing that was a strike against him coming here. You don't want this guy fresh off the last job he just had. Let the guy go be a coordinator for 3 or 4 years.
I think this was in the Manish article. Correct me if I'm wrong, Ernie, because I want to credit him correctly. That their initial plan was to hire Matt Rhule to be the head coach, and Adam Gase would have been the offensive coordinator with Greg Williams as the defensive coordinator. Mm-hmm.
But of course, Rhule didn't want that.
No, because he wanted to pick his own coaching staff.
Right.
And by the way, looking at the way things have turned
out,
Rhule is spot on.
I agree.
He would have been backstabbed too.
Look, let me tell you right now, you're right. He would have been backstabbed too. That's right. That's exactly right.
I mean, the guy's proving to be a backstabber. You know, and I think that Dolphin fans who tell us, oh, he's a good coach, I think they're mocking us. I think they're actually playing games with us.
Because they want us to be bad, which I understand.
They want failure.
Just like we want them to be terrible, they want us to be terrible.
Yeah, but don't gaze it. Like, just say, hey, I want you to be terrible.
That's one thing about us. We would at least go out there and say, hey, the guy's a horrible coach.
Right.
Even though we want him to be horrible for your team,
right.
We would at least go, like, if Bowles now is in Miami,
I'd be saying,
oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know, oh, that's right, back in Miami. if Bowles was the Miami coach, I'd be saying, you know, you got Bowles. Good luck.
Right.
Good luck. He stinks. We would be saying that.
You wouldn't be saying, no, it's a great hire.
No, of course not.
No. So don't do that to us. Don't look at us and say, come on, Adam Gase knows what he's doing.
Absolutely. Don't patronize us with your nonsense.
That's the word. You're patronizing us.
Yep.
Stop it.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.